Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Biz Connect, a radio show with myself, Martin White. I feel like I need to break into like an Alice Cooper song. What's that famous song? School's out for summer. It's like kids back at school for autumn or something. He didn't do that.
Yeah, all the parents are relieved.
Yeah, yeah. So, and they're not quite back there, I don't think. Not all the schools, anyway. I certainly saw some kids mulling around today, maybe enjoying their last day or so. But if you are a parent that's been struggling with that this summer, no doubt there is a sense of relief out there. But you can join us instead for the next hour or so. We're going to have a fabulous mix of music for you, chosen by our special studio guest today. You can follow us on social media and tweet us live at Kent_Biz, and we also have a dedicated LinkedIn and Facebook show page as well. So we've got all the information about today's guests on there. We've got information about forthcoming show dates. It's kentbizconnect.co.uk is our website. So yeah, do take a look at that. If you're an Ashford-based business or organisation and you would like to come on the show, do please get in touch with us. We'd love to have you on and talk about your business and what you do. Now, without further ado, we've got two super guests with us today in the studio, and I think it's time we let them introduce themselves. So to my right, we have...
Hello, Dr. Tim Aker from the Federation of Small Businesses.
Tim, your microphone was a little bit quiet there. So let's try that one more time.
Dr. Tim Aker from the Federation of Small Businesses.
That's better. You just needed to get a bit closer. And to my left?
Yep, my name's Steve Sitton, and I am the owner and operator of Coachworks Ashford.
Brilliant. Great to have you both with us today. Always nice, as I say, to have a very local studio guest in. So you haven't had far to come to today, Steve.
No, two doors down.
Two doors down. Awesome.
In the same building.
And we're going to keep it local because Steve has actually chosen a local artist to kick the show off as well. We've got Will Wisson. We've got a couple of his tracks, and I know he's going to be playing here soon as well, isn't he?
Yeah, full through October, which is really exciting.
Awesome. So we're going to talk about that in a minute as well. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect, connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect, a radio show today. We've got so much local to talk about. We're situated, the station is actually situated within Coachworks Ashford, and we're delighted to have the owner of Coachworks Ashford with us today, Steve Sitton. Steve, tell us a little bit about that wonderful music we've just been listening to, Will Wisson.
Yeah, Will Wisson, a local artist, grew up in Whitstable. He went to Norton Natchpole really local, down the road local. Uh-huh. But he was in a band called Electric River, who were quite big in Ashford, signed and all sorts. And when they disbanded, Will went his kind of own way and toured Europe in a van and honed his art. And he now produces his own records off of his own back. And yeah, he's brilliant. And we're very fortunate to have him come in here in October.
Sounds incredible. So tell us about that in October. What's going on? We're going to talk about all of your upcoming things, but specifically what are people looking out for?
October is the is Create Music Festival. Mm-hmm. Create Music Village now. So it's not held in Victoria Park. It's now held between venues throughout the town, which is lovely because it keeps it within the town. So venues like Coachworks can put on a really, really good month of music. So this first event is Create Originals. So we've got an artist called Tom Reed, who's a local lad, brilliant. He's about 20, he's a brilliant solo artist, writes and records his own music in his bedroom. We've then got Next Mountains, who are also a local band, all own original music. They've supported some really, really big headline acts across the country. And then, headlining is Will Wisson.
Wow, amazing. Yeah.
And it's completely free.
Hugely talented. Fantastic. Good. Well, look, we're going to come back to that in a little bit. But I'd like you to just give us an overview of Coachworks, if you can, because obviously you are a multi-purpose space. I think it's fair to say, and you do sit at the heart of the community in Ashford. So tell us a little bit about Coachworks. How did it come about? Tell us about your background as well. How did you come to be here?
So, Coachworks has been here since 2019. I've been on site probably here since 2021-ish. I had a bottle shop here, which is like a little craft beer shop just downstairs inside. I also had a pub in the town at the same point. But my background is I'm a hospitality consultant. I save pubs and restaurants and all sorts from going under. That's generally when I'm called in at the point of almost no return. So that's kind of my background, I suppose. But Coachworks has been here for years now, and I took over 18 months ago, ish. I think it's 18 months. I can't do the maths in my head, but about a year and a half ago. Yeah, it's just gone from strength to strength. I refer to it as a campus now rather than a venue, because calling it a venue, people instantly attach it to being like a live music venue or, you know, a pub or whatever.
People like to bracket you, don't they?
They do, and it's so much wider than that. It's such a large site that it's hard to just refer to it as a campus, as a venue, so we call it a campus. Okay. So we are a combination of live music on one side of the business, and then we are a street food venue. We are bars. And we are incubator studios for small businesses or local radio stations or whatever else. So, we've got loads that goes on, really.
So truly multi-purpose. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah. And it's an area for the community, and that's what Coachworks really kind of honed in on in the past sort of 18 months is the fact that it is a community hub. And we try and cater to pretty much everybody here. There's always something for someone.
So people really should be looking on your website, keeping up to date with what's coming up, because it's all on there, isn't it?
Yeah, like our events page is mad. So you've got anything on there from live music events through to speed quizzes through to stuff that the Craft Ship are doing. So one of our tenants, the Craft Ship, they're owned by Made in Ashford, who are a CIC in Ashford Town Centre. So the Craft Ship are based here now after Park Mall. They sort of closing down over there, so they've been moved here, and they run loads of events, so they're all on our website as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so give us a shout out for that if you can.
coach-works.co.uk.
Brilliant. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the business world, because we are a business show, and I want to talk about office space that you mentioned. Yep. And I think you make the distinction between office space and co-working space. You're not a co-working space necessarily.
We're not. We're just we're trying to redo some of our co-working. We're trying to make it a better offering at the minute. So it's not co-working as such. It's more hot desking. We have a website. You go on, you register, and then you're able to book a desk a day. So we're just in the process of kind of redoing that a little bit. So hopefully that'll be up and running within the next month or so, just because it's quite a complicated system. But in terms of our studios, we have incubator studios here, which are brilliant spaces. We've currently got three of them, and they start at £300 a month. It includes all your bills, with the exclusion of business rates, but most people are exempt from them anyway. So they're brilliant spaces to allow you to grow, to develop, whether you be a startup, whether you be a solo person that's looking to take perhaps an apprentice on and start teaching them, but you can't do that from home really, and there's all these bits and pieces that all go together, and it allows people to grow without the cost, without that insane amount that you need one up front to go and rent an office, and not the long-term commitments, because our leases are not long-term commitments, because quite often what we find is once people are in that space and their business grows and it expands, they often come to me and go, Steve, I need a bigger office. Mm-hmm. And then we find them somewhere within the wider part of Coachworks. And we've
got the hot desk is quite a nice way to start, kickstart that whole process as well, isn't it? Because you're someone that's been kind of working from a bedroom at home or something like that. It's nice to kind of break that mould, and even if it's not 5 days a week, at least kind of come somewhere 2 days a week where you might be around other like-minded people. And
yeah, Coachworks is an immensely creative environment. Most of the tenants we have here are creatives. Mm. So it allows you to surround yourself with like-minded people. We often find that the industries that are working from home are quite often creatives. So, yeah, it allows you to come out, get that break you need as well. It's working from home doesn't work for everyone.
No.
And it's not always the ability to work from home isn't always brilliant. You may have kids or family staying or whatever, so you might want to use it once a month when your mother-in-law comes down to stay or whatever. but whatever the reason being, whether it's too noisy or your neighbours are having a party, we've got the space here that you can come in and kind of enjoy it. And then that's the kind of gateway. It's the gateway to going, actually, I'd like to be here a bit more, and can I have an incubator space?
So how much is hot desking on a sort of daily rate, give me an idea.
Daily rate is £15 a day.
Okay.
But if you buy 10 as a bulk, it's £13.50 a day. Okay. They're kind of tokens, and you can spend them at any time within a 12-month period.
Yeah.
So
I need to go in twice this week and only once next, and I've still got 5 tokens. So
That's an astonishing value.
Yeah.
That's cheaper than parking for a day and somewhere else to go into London.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let alone the ticket. I mean, that is quite incredible.
And then not only that, we have the parking that's either side of us, and we get a discount code. If you sign up as a hot desker, when you're here, you get a discount code, and you can use that to park and use our facilities.
Amazing.
Rather than paying the full day rate.
Good. So any budding entrepreneurs out there that are thinking, gosh, I need to be somewhere that's going to help my business move forward and be around creative, like-minded people, Coachworks is a great first stop for that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, it's kitchenette, or you can come in and make. We've got toasters and toasted cheese makers, and we've got a microwave and kettle and stuff, but we've got an on-site coffee shop.
Yeah.
You don't even need to worry about that. If you want to go and buy your lunch from the coffee shed, go for it.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Now, the other thing I want to talk about in relation to kind of the business world and corporate world is corporate events, because one of my very good clients, Walker Construction, recently had one of their birthday parties here, and I think there was some live music and food, and so you have a venue, a space indoors as well as outdoors, that can cater for that.
Yeah, so the Walker Construction party was great fun. Our staff loved those guys. They were just they were absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So
raucous, no doubt.
I wouldn't go that far.
See you in film.
they're really, really, really nice guys. And what we do is we have pre-made packages, and you basically add bolt-ons like you would with your phone bill. You add your bolt-ons, so whether you want to come down here and just have a clean venue hire, or if you want to have an open bar, you can do that, or you can buy drink vouchers in advance or food vouchers in advance, and then you give them out to your guests and they just go and claim them back.
Yeah,
so you can limit your spend as such. So we try and cater it to everybody, but we include a band every time you book with us, and a DJ every time you book with us. So,
so you throw that in.
We throw that in as well. Brilliant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and we have, obviously being a live music venue here, we have the connections to have those big party bands. Some of them are tenants here. So they're very, very good.
Yeah, yeah. I like the sound of that. There's this token idea. It sounds a bit old-fashioned, a little paper token, but actually
your beer tokens.
It's exactly what you need, isn't it?
Absolutely. Beer tokens. Includes,
three free drinks, a burger and chips, or, and you just hand the token in. And
well, it makes it easy for the punter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
One less thing to worry about, because when people are going, look, what you've got, what you're marketing is an experience and a community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the whole thing. I mean, that is so valuable in your branding.
Yeah, yeah, everybody knows where they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've had open bars before when I've run parties or events, and people just go silly. So yeah, sometimes you can just go, here's your two drinks.
Yeah.
And then after that, you see to yourself.
People become single malt scotch drinkers, don't they? Or, they've never had it in their life.
Glasses of champagne.
But tonight I'm going to drink.
Yeah, I didn't see Dom Perignon on
a nice single malt.
Absolutely.
So give us an idea for the venue hire cost, the basic kind of cost before you start, you know, layering food and drink and everything else. Because it's quite a big venue, isn't it? I mean, it can cater for how many people?
Yeah, well, up to sort of 350, 400 people. So it's an immense size. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on what you're going to go for. Mm-hmm. Most of our stuff's done in a hot house. Mm-hmm. There is 2 months of the year we do not use the hot house because, as per its name, it's hot. It is just insufferable in there, so we don't use it for 2 months of the year. But it really depends on whether you're having the hot house space or whether you're having the entire venue on that side. Yeah. And it also depends on how many people you're bringing. Okay. So the more people you bring, the venue hire cost goes down.
I understand. Because of everything else.
Yeah, because it depends how much kind of space we almost factor it in on a buyout. So if you're buying out the entire hot house, then fine. Yeah. But if you're trying to buy out the entire venue, then we all have to close to the public for that particular event. Mm. So it really, really depends.
The thing I like about it, though, is the fact that, you know, you've got that outside area, regardless of what time of year it is. I mean, you've got it kind of under a canopy, haven't you?
Yeah, it was one of my first big investments. Mm. The canopy out there, which is 9 joined up jumbrellas as such, and they've got heaters and all sorts underneath, was one of the first big things that I bought when I took over the site, because it just seemed mad to me that we have these food vendors all year round, and they're actually, you've got to close the yard, because it just nobody wants to sit out there. You know, we do that, but
to have a spill out area, you know, from the indoor venue, because people like to go out and get fresh air, and as you say, if it gets a bit stuffy, maybe people are dancing or whatever, and some people smoke, so they like to go out and, you know, have a vape or whatever it
absolutely
is.
Absolutely. I'm that person. You'll never find me inside the venue at a thing. I don't smoke, but you'll find me in the smoking area. I'd rather be outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's completely bespokeable in terms of package, and it's very flexible in terms of the space itself.
Immensely flexible. Yeah, yeah. You awesome. Know, we've even done, like, we've got a big screen in the yard and, like, LED screen, and we do cinema nights out there. Yeah. So it's just mad what we can do here. It's,
brilliant. Great. Good. Well, look, I think what we're going to do is we're going to play another one of your tracks, and when we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Tim Maker, who is our second guest on the show today. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the BizConnect radio show today. We've just had a fascinating conversation with Steve Sitton, who is the managing director and owner of Coachworks Ashford, right here where our studio is based. And now I'd like to have a conversation with yourself, Tim, if we can. Tim Aker from the Federation of Small Businesses. Welcome to the studio today.
Thank you for having me back.
Great to have you, Tim. You are somewhat of a regular on the show, but you haven't been to our new studio yet, so it's great to be able
it's
to.
One, well, what a place. What a success story.
Absolutely.
So we hear so many stories of doom and gloom, but to be in a place that's growing, it gives us hope that you can park the headlines to one side. Small businesses will continue to grow, they will continue to fight on, and it's mentality and it's mindset. And when you've got a can-do attitude, and you take ownership and accountability, you can actually achieve whatever you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've just been talking with Steve off air about you know, the kind of the dynamism that he brings to this business, and I think, you know, Steve, I'm sure you'd agree, you know, quite often it's just about understanding your market, your niche, what you're good at, and delivering that better than anybody else.
Yeah, it's raw grunts is what it is, and you know, getting on with it. You know, I was here 100 hours a week for my first year, and that's sometimes you, that's what you have to do, but yeah. small to medium businesses are the backbone of yeah. of the country, yeah, and, yeah. And they will flourish. It just needs yeah. you need the right people in the right spots.
Exactly.
Well, and that is a great intro for you, Tim, isn't it? You know, as the kind of the area development manager in Kent and Medway. So tell us a little bit about the FSB. Introduce us to the Federation of Small Businesses. What you're there to do.
Isn't well,
it?
I like to describe the FSB as the fourth emergency service for small businesses. We're there to keep you thriving through the good times, but in your back pocket when things go wrong. And so I'm talking about 24/7 legal advice. I'm talking about a legal hub where you can access template legal letters, which includes debt recovery letters. I'm talking about a tax investigation plan and fund, because you don't want to get that letter from the revenue and think, oh God, here we go. And it's really come in handy for some of our members. There's one member that was saved 400 grand
yeah.
out of this fund.
Yeah.
It is a real important aspect of our membership. We're growing the offer. We've got a jury service cover now where you can get claim up to £2,500 if you're called to jury service. If you're a sole trader and you get your third letter to go to jury service, you can't get out of it. So it's there to keep you going yeah. and a bit of compensation when you're doing your civic duty. Mm-hmm. So there's the element of service provision, but also we've got a community, wonderful members within. And I've got to give two shout outs to Leanne Easton and Kaz Macklin, part of the Kent business community, who are listening in. That's what makes it important for me, working with the members, building the community, seeing them grow, connecting people. I mean, it's like you've got a whole world out there. Mm-hmm. And this is why co-working spaces are so important now, because you never know what the next conversation with someone next to you is going to provide. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've connected people. I mean, these connections, I love talking about them. So I connected a wrestling franchise and a garden nursery.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think that possibly wouldn't be able to work.
Mm.
But since then, UKPW, UK Pro Wrestling, holds regular events at the Reuters Lost Garden of Sevenoaks. Mm. So, you know, the mum can go drop the kids and the older kids to watch the wrestling while she goes around and buys the flowers and so on. It's wonderful. And through Brilliant. The power of networking, the power of connections,
yeah.
we bring businesses together. And it's that rising tide that lifts all ships that we look to work towards.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. And just remind us, is it Alex who runs that? What they
Alex
runs?
Gilbert, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, Alex Gilbert, great yeah. guy. I met him, funnily enough, at one of your networking events at Chatham Maritime at Copper Rivet.
The Copper Rivet.
Last
yeah,
summer,
the Copper
wasn't
Rivet
it?
Distillery. Well, yeah. that's you know, the distillery is going great guns, mm. fantastic product, absolutely first class, their gins, whiskies and other spirits. But the restaurant where we held the event, mm-hmm. been a victim of the last budget.
No.
Yep. It put its hands up and said, we can no longer go on with the restaurant in January this year. Because there was the pincer movement, increased costs,
mm-hmm.
the increased... we all like the concept of the minimum wage going up,
mm.
right? We think mm. the poorest in society Absolutely. Should be paid a bit mm. more.
Yeah.
But when you're squeezing the ability of businesses to pay them more, mm. where they physically can't, the balloon pops.
Mm.
And then they get made redundant, yeah. and then no one gets paid.
Yeah.
So...
been a double whammy on
It's
that
a double
front,
whammy, yeah. and the problems had, are yeah. the problems are not going away. Mm. And okay, the stories are going a bit too far. I don't think we're at the point where the IMF are going to jump in the 1976, completely mm. different circumstances. The pound was sinking fast mm. then, the pound's actually rising now.
Yeah. Sure.
But
we need a bailout in the UK.
Well, we do have a structural problem mm. of debt interest taking up an ever bigger slice of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. when that supersedes the education budget, something is wrong. Yes. And we're at that point now where the silent killer for the economy, mm. and this affects hospitality, affects everything, mm. is fiscal drag,
mm.
where people are being sucked into mm-hmm. the higher tax brackets because income tax thresholds are frozen. That squeezes their ability to go and have an extra night out.
Mm-hmm.
You've talked about, Steve, all the wonderful hospitality events you've got going here. But if people are looking at their domestic budgets and thinking, only once a month now,
yeah.
that
yeah,
has
we,
a terrible
We see it
effect.
In ticket sales, so we see it in ticket sales for events. So quite often we'll line up an event 2 to 3 months in advance and we will not see ticket sales till 3 days before the event. And it becomes a bit of a a thing of, are we going to pull it? Because we don't know whether or not we're going to lose money on this event or not. So you ideally want to pull about 2 weeks beforehand, but quite often we have to hold and hold and hold because people aren't parting with their cash in advance because they're not sure whether they're going to be able to afford the night out that goes with buying the tickets.
Yeah.
Quite tragic. And Steve, you were also talking about the other problem in hospitality, which is, you know, not just a kind of a commercial one, Tim, that you're alluding to, but being able to kind of recruit people into the industry, have them work, events or whatever.
It's so challenging. I recruited a chef about 3 months ago, but that was 6 months of recruitment. And I had 10 applicants. And we weren't paying national minimum wage, we're paying almost double, and we were like, what on earth is going on? There just is not, there's not the pool of people that we had a couple of years ago. It doesn't exist. And some of that is COVID, some of that is Brexit. When I was a chef, there was plenty of us there, and there isn't anymore.
Yeah. We've also, I think, clamped down on this this gig economy that was actually thriving and existing in the background, with the new employment laws that have come out as well.
Well, the unemployment laws.
Well, yeah, making
I
it
I call
harder.
It the unemployment bill. When I was in Brussels, I called it the unemployment committee because they weren't doing anything to help employment across Europe.
So 0 hours contracts, all of those kinds of things that have, been frowned upon, but were actually enablers of, businesses like Steve to bring in temporary workers or, whatever it might be.
But there is some way around that. We've actually found that some people have gone self-employed with that. So they don't get the benefits that go with it. They don't get their pension. They don't get their, the contributions that we have to put in. But they've gone self-employed and then they have to do an SA.
Yes.
At the end of the year, so that's the way round that I found through.
Yeah, and that enables them to take any number of jobs.
any number of jobs by going self-employed.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
But then
sense,
they increase the dividend taxes, don't they? So they have got rid of the tax advantages associated with the risk of going self-employed, and it's depressing the economy. The problem is we don't have the supply side freedoms that you use to grow an economy. Everything now is depressing the economy, which you would do if inflation was running into double figures. But there's nothing jump-starting the economy.
Right.
And at the minute, we are stagnating. And, okay, I said we're not, as the currency situation, at risk of an IMF bailout, but we are in this constant spiral of stagflation that they're not providing any solutions to.
Yeah.
And if they're going to keep choking the economy with more taxes in the autumn budget, it's just going to embed the problems.
I mean, that brings us on to the kind of, the core reason the FSB exists, if you like, which is to kind of to lobby government, to be the voice of small and medium-sized businesses and to lobby government. So what is it that the FSB are lobbying government for in terms of change to help small business owners like Steve in the future?
Well, there was one successful change we managed to get in budget last year, which was an increase in the employment allowance to £5,000. So that mitigates some of the cost of employing people, but the element of national insurance has dwarfed all of that. So the reduction of national insurance, the unemployment bill is going to, already I know members, businesses that refuse to grow because they don't want to take anyone on, because they're worried of the dangers of full employment rights from day one, that they're worried that if they do take somebody on, they won't be able to get rid of them if they're underperforming. And imagine if you're a small business and you take on your first member of staff, that is the most important decision you make in your business because you're at an incredible amount of trust there. And lots of them are just saying, well, hang on, Atlas shrugged and took off the weight of the world from his shoulders. I'm not going to do it. And if these businesses are not growing, then the economy at large isn't growing. And that puts a limit on how our economy can do.
So we need another we need another government U-turn before things get that much worse.
I would hope that they're a listening government and can look at the situation and act accordingly. Mm. Of course, the problem is every government has to make unpopular decisions. Mm. No government will be able to do that. Mm. But governments also need a narrative so that if people have to take the pain, they know that there are going to be the sunny uplands that
there's
we're heading towards.
For it. Mm-hmm.
And the problem is we don't have that.
No.
I think one of the biggest killers for hospitality at the minute, aside from the kind of employment side of things and the national insurance and everything like that, it's VAT. Mm-hmm. VAT for us is one of the things that absolutely annihilates us, because you know when you're talking 20 pence in every pound, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, and the problem is it's.
So you'd like to be able to charge without that?
I'd like to see a reduction in it, mm-hmm. or at least a flat rate mm-hmm. would be more ideal. Mm-hmm. There is the flat rate scheme in business, mm-hmm. but once you tip over a certain threshold, you can't do flat rate anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of my time is spent accounting, trying to make my VAT bill as small as possible, mm. finding those receipts, finding those VAT bills, yeah. and, you know, going through it with a fine-tooth comb, because every pound matters when you're getting to that point.
Mm. And it's also good from a consumer story point of view as well, isn't it? All those things that you were talking about in terms of, can I afford to go out for that meal at the end of this week? Can't I? Payday kind of considerations.
Well, it lowers the cost of a pint overall. Mm. I think mm. Whether businesses pocket some of that and you know put it into employing more people, mm. or whether they pass it on to the customers, and it's entirely up to mm. them. But ultimately, if people find their bill at the you know, at the bar a little bit cheaper, they're more inclined to yeah. spend more. We've kept our prices fairly reasonable here for pints and drinks in general, mm. Because we find the minute you tip over a certain number, mm. that people will only buy two rounds and then they'll leave.
Yeah,
you know, we keep it reasonable and they'll stay for four or five rounds.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just VAT is a very expensive, mm. very expensive item on yeah. the government's income. Mm. They did it. Gordon Brown's administration did it to combat the credit crunch. But that was only temporary. Mm. But there are other, again, we talk about things that immediately may be unpopular. There is talk of widening the VAT base. Mm. So you lower the rates, mm-hmm. but you have more things that are eligible for mm. VAT. Mm. There are plenty of options for this, and the government, to their credit, last autumn did say they were going to unfreeze the income tax thresholds, because mm. that's another element of the monthly budget yep. that is that if you get a lot more in your pocket, mm-hmm. you've got a lot more freedom to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Okay, well, we wait with bated breath
yep.
In terms of what will be in the autumn statement and obviously the following budget next year as well. But for now, thank you for that, Tim. I think what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit more music. We've got a bit of Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane. And then when we come back, we're going to draw the show to a close. Steve, I'd like to hear about some of the great events you've got coming up, and likewise with you as well, Tim. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final part of the Biz Connect radio show. So we've had a fantastic conversation with Steve Sitton from Coachworks Ashford and also Dr. Tim Aker from the Federation of Small Businesses. Steve, I'd like to come back to you if we can
yes.
and highlight some of the great events that you've got coming up in the very near future. You've got some regular things that happen every month, but you've got some other things as well. So
yeah.
what's on the calendar?
So we have our regular speed quizzes here, which are actually hosted by a Radio Ashford DJ, Phil Thorne. So he does our speed quizzes here. They're bi-weekly.
Great work, Phil.
They're brilliant. They've been going for years. I brought them down here from when I had a pub in the town. Okay. So, yeah, they've been going a long time now. And then, yeah, we have Manny doing his payday sessions, which is the last Friday of all. The day after payday every month.
So you just had one last week, have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So and the yard was packed for it. It was insane. But some of our bigger events we've got coming up. 20th of September,
starting around about 3 p.m. I believe, is Party in the Yard. Now, Party in the Yard is headlined by the Beatles Dub Club, who forms part of Coalition Presents, and they... he's a brilliant DJ, and what he does is takes Beatles songs, and he'll take something like Yellow Submarine or something, and he'll dub it into a reggae song. And he'll
I saw
just...
a gig like that on Friday night in Ramsgate, actually, at the Queen's Head. He was amazing. It's exactly what he did.
They're brilliant. They're so clever in what they do. But he takes several different genres, and he'll move about Beatles songs, and it's really, really good. We've got Sophia Syndicate supporting. We've got Thomas Abraham supporting. We've got there's loads. It's a lineup of about 6 different acts, I believe. So I'm meeting with Sophia tomorrow to talk about it. So yeah, it's
Thomas Abraham's actually.
He's brilliant.
He is incredible. He's got so many mixing things that he kind of does with his feet.
Loop pedals, yeah, he's brilliant.
He's incredible. It was him. Yeah,
he's an incredible artist. Yeah. So, but just for listeners of your show, the ticket's early bird is £16. Mm-hmm. But if you go online and put one of those or two of those or four of those in your basket and type in the code Yellow Submarine, all one word, you'll get 50% off.
50%
off. So £8 a ticket. And they are flying as well. The tickets are absolutely flying out for that one.
20th of September.
20th of September.
So what day, is that a Friday or a Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's an all-day thing. It's brilliant. Come down, enjoy the bars, enjoy the street food. Wow. It's great. And then we go on to Comedy Tapas,
yes.
Which is actually the day before, which is Friday the 19th of September, because we like to keep our calendar busy and just cause chaos in general. Comedy Tapas is small bite-sized bits of comedy. There's no actual tapas included. We have to put that as a disclaimer on our website. It's £8 a ticket. It's a brilliant event. There's always a headliner, and that will be announced, I think, next week. Danny's coming out with a lineup, so that should be very, very good.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
We've got Dead Man's Corner featuring Steve Bolton, which is on... the 27th of September. Now, Steve Bolton has been in Atomic Rooster, The Who, Paul Young. He's a brilliant, brilliant artist, and that event is only £5 to get into. If you buy in advance, it's £6 on the door. And that's got support from Spandex Bullet, who are the most entertaining band you'll ever see in your life. They take normal songs and turn them into punk songs, which is very, very funny.
I'm trying to work out when the last train is from Ashford down to Ramsgate, because I need to get along.
Very late.
I need to get along to some of these.
And then also Iona McBain, who is a local artist, on the lineup for that as well. And then we head into October, and it's Create Music Village Month, and that's something every weekend. We kick off with a Will Whiston Create Original show.
So tons to look out for. They just give us one final shout out for the website, Steve.
Yep, so coach-works.co.uk.
Brilliant. And Tim, following on from our conversation about the autumn statement and the budget, you've got an event coming up as well that people might want to.
We do, with the Active Business Group at the Cave Golf Club between Faversham and Canterbury. It's on the 23rd of September, early start, but it's be a discussion. I'll be there. Patrick Campbell for the Bank of England will be there.
Brilliant.
It's what business owners will need to know going into the budget.
And is that on your website or on Active Business
Group? Active Business Group.
So look up Active Business Group and book yourselves on for that, for a full English and a... and lots of topical conversation.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Good. Well, we have come to the end of the show today. Normally we would play out with a music track, but we've run out of time. We won't be back in 2 weeks' time because we're going to be on holiday. So we'll be back in about a month's time, I think. Roughly. So thank you for tuning in today. Thank you so much to our studio guests for coming in. Tim and Steve.
Welcome.
Great to see you. And we've got the news, top of the hour. So we'll be back with you again very soon. Take care. Bye.